Of all the flaws in ERISA, Rich Dad felt the biggest flaw of all was that it forced people who are not investors to invest. To Rich Dad, the assumption that a change in the law would suddenly turn people into overnight expert investors was an oversight of epic proportions. To Rich Dad, this assumption was the biggest flaw of all and would ultimately lead to the biggest stock market crash in history. For those of you who have listened to Rich Dad's Cash Flow Quadrant, Program 2 in the Rich Dad series, you are very familiar with the diagram of the following quadrant. E is the upper left quadrant of the box. B is the upper right quadrant of the box. S is the lower left quadrant of the box. And I is the lower right quadrant of the box. For those not familiar with the cash flow quadrant, I will briefly explain what the four letters of the quadrant stand for. E stands for employee. S stands for self-employed or small business. B stands for big business owner. I stands for investor. These are the four ways you earn money, or the four types of people in business. Each quadrant represents a different way of thinking about money and financial security. Rich Dad said, "The biggest flaw with ERISA is that the law assumes that people on the left side of the quadrant, the employees and the self-employed, can easily switch to becoming people on the right side of the quadrant. People in each quadrant are different, very different. To assume someone in the E quadrant can become an investor in the I quadrant just because the law mandates the change is absurd." Simply put, when ERISA was signed into law in 1974, it required millions of employees to become professional investors, and did so without developing an educational system to support this small but monumental change. Rich Dad pointed out that people in the E and S quadrants often wanted security. Security from a job for an employee, and security of doing it on your own, not depending on other people, for people in the S quadrant. People on the B and I side, the big business owners and investors, wanted freedom, so they focus on assets that work for them. Now I can hear the howls of protest from the people in the S quadrant, generally people who want to do their own thing. But before you protest, consider that while most people in the S quadrant are free to be doing their own thing, the problem is they still have to be doing it, even if they love doing it. A person who is truly in the B or I quadrant is free to do nothing and still get paid, and that is the difference in freedoms. According to Rich Dad, investors received money from their investments on a regular basis. Until you begin receiving money, you may be investing, but you are not an investor. Recently, millions of DC plan investors found out that the money they have been investing flowed out of their pockets and then flowed out of their DC plans, and that is why there are so many upset investors today. They may have invested, but they did not become investors. Having money flow in is what makes you a good investor. In reality, when it comes to investing, most people have money flowing out and almost nothing flowing back in. So why did Rich Dad feel that people in the E quadrant, the employee, being forced into the I quadrant of the investor was the biggest flaw of all? Because they have completely different personalities. A person in the E or S quadrant works for money, and people in the B and I quadrant work to build or acquire assets. This may seem like a small difference on paper, but after a person retires, the differences are substantial. As a professional investor with years of training, learning to show the money on a monthly basis for my investments is not the easiest thing to do, and this is what ERISA has asked people to do.